saw a general improvement in terms of algal abundance and water clarity. So over the year 2011, we've actually improved in terms of water quality conditions in the bay.
You say algal abundance and water clarity. How are those things measured, and what do they indicate?
We rely on a local Environmental Protection Commission of Hillsborough County to collect monthly water quality samples within the bay, and they collect a parameter called chlorophyll A, which is a measure of algal abundance, and they also perform secchi disc depths, which is a measure of water clarity in the bay.
And so with fewer algae and with clearer water, there's more light that penetrates. How does that tell you whether the bay is healthy or not?
Well, we have specific targets for each one of those parameters that relate to the recovery of seagrasses in the bay. So we're meeting those targets this year in all four of the major bay segments in Tampa Bay.
What's the general trend then in Tampa Bay as far as water quality and seagrass recovery?
We're doing pretty well compared to other urbanized estuaries throughout the country. Since the early 1980s, we've generally shown great improvements in both water clarity and seagrass recovery in the bay.
What do you attribute that to? What might be causing the recovery?
Well, it's a lot of action from the local community and industries surrounding the bay that have invested a lot of money and resources into reducing nutrient loads towards Tampa Bay.
One thing that local communities have done, some of them, are fertilizer ordinances. What are fertilizer ordinances, and how would they impact the quality of water in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, you're correct. Many of the local municipalities have enacted fertilizer management regulations that hopefully reduce the amount of nutrients that might leach from residential yards into the bay and waterways throughout Tampa Bay. So we're hoping that was an additional management action that could be done by the community in order to reduce overall nutrient loads to Tampa Bay.
Nitrogen is a nutrient that impacts water quality. Tell us how, if there's more nitrogen in the water, how that would impact the water quality.
Oh, that's basically a limiting the nutrient for algal growth. So any excess nitrogen that makes its way to the bay has a tendency to cause algal blooms and reduce water clarity and therefore reduce light availability to seagrasses, and has the potential to, you know, reverse the recovery we've seen in Tampa Bay.
And finally, what are some things that, besides fertilizer ordinances, that either individuals or communities can do to help protect the water quality of Tampa Bay?
Pretty much just be conscientious citizens of the environment, reduce the amount of materials and they consume, and also invest in local management actions that hopefully have an overall impact on reducing nutrient loads, and particularly nitrogen loadings to Tampa Bay.